Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom Rath, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Tonight, Nicole isn't joining us. She's my co-host and producer. She's having a night out with her mother-in-law and her wife, so we're going to wish her well and hope she's having a great time. But that leaves me just to man the ship by myself, which is always a little tricky here because things get a little hairy, but I'll do my best. Now, I know that I did have a few people who had emailed me and wanted to get through tonight, and that makes it a lot easier for me. I did have one woman named Ashley, and I'm going to take her live. Your last four digits of your phone number are 7838. Hello, Ashley. You're live and on the air. Hello? Hi, Ashley.
Yes, hi.
How are you? I know it's good. I'm so excited to hear you. I know you just had a new baby, so congratulations. You sound very energetic. I can't believe
yes.
it.
Yes, he's a good sleeper.
I expected
energy.
You'd be. I thought you'd be asleep by 7 o'clock. Actually, so it's nice to hear from you. So, our listeners aren't familiar with you, and maybe what you need some guidance on. So, if you wouldn't mind giving us a few details, and then I will pull some cards and put on my thinking cap and try to help you tonight.
Okay, no problem. Hi, everyone. So I'm Ashley. I just, you know, I wanted some insight on my marriage and where my marriage is going. We did have some bumps in the road before we got married and during our marriage, like infidelity, communication issues, and now we have a new baby, so we're just adjusting to everything. And recently, I was told that he wasn't happy, and, you know, I haven't really been feeling the happiest either. So I'm just wondering where my marriage is going. Can we get back to where we were? Can we work through our issues and things like that?
That's what you're very articulate, by the way, and very well spoken. So, yes, I did get the pregnancy card, the mom card, and, you know, it's probably a little upsetting to you to just have a brand new baby, and you have another child as well, correct?
Yes, I do.
So, you know, you have two children, just had a new baby, and your husband's telling you he's not happy. I mean, you know, the first year of having a new baby, nobody's happy. We love our baby, and we're happy we have our baby, of course. It's wonderful, but, you know, we're not exact. Our life is a little put on hold, okay? We can't do all the things we want to do. Our schedule revolves around a child. And, you know, it's hard, you know, because you're a working mom and you're a wife. You know, everybody's pulling you in 1,000 directions. But are you trying to figure out some way that the two of you can have a little time together to maybe work on your issues, talk to each other? Is he feeling neglected? I mean, he said he's not happy, but was he specific? Because, you know, not being happy, that's a pretty broad, you know, thing going on there.
Okay, yes. So I will say that he did mention that he was feeling neglected. He didn't really feel the love anymore. But, you know, when you have a new baby, your body's healing, you're in pain, a lot of your attention has to go to the baby. So I know that sometimes we forget, like, wait, we have a partner or marriage, like, we still have to focus on that. But, you know, he's still very young, and I am going to try to, like, incorporate some more date nights and things like that and try to do things that he likes that I know that he missed, like quality time. But it is a lot balancing too.
Yeah, you've got my sympathy here, okay, right now. I mean, it's almost like, you know, when a child is born, you know, people have to realize that, you know, the first year or so, really, it really goes to the child. I mean, and the mom is exhausted, and the dad is mm-hmm. half the time. Everybody's exhausted, so that's not helping. And, you know, but obviously he doesn't have any patience to wait for this. So I think you're trying to have a date night with him. You know, I know it's hard to have a sex life when you have a newborn, but sometimes that you have to try to work on that too. You know, it looks like he's definitely feeling a little neglected, and you know, you are a superwoman. I know you manage to juggle everything, but I'm going to ask you a question. Do you want this marriage to work at this point?
I do want it to work, but I don't want to waste time fighting for it if it's not going to work. So I feel kind of stuck a little bit. I don't know if we're just not seeing eye to eye. It just gets very frustrating sometimes when someone doesn't understand you and you don't understand someone. But I do want it to work. There was a time where we were very happy. We had fun with each other, and I do miss those things. And I do think that our new child is the perfect addition to us. This is something that, you know, we hoped and prayed for before. So I do want to see us happy.
And this baby is so cute, by the way. You sent me a picture. He is so cute. Oh, my God. He is, like, the cutest thing I ever saw. And, okay, so that's good because you still want to work on it, you know. And, you know, has your husband noticed that you're trying to put him, you know, a little bit toward the center? And I'm an advocate that, you know, soulmates come first, but not the first year or two until kids can talk. Really, you know, they have to come first. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that may take 18 months, 2 years or whatever, but they do kind of have to come first for a brief period of time. And then you two could get back, you know, on the course. But I'm glad that he spoke up now, because if he didn't speak up now, it could have, you know, 2 years from now, maybe things would have been harder to fix. And did he say he still loves you? Does he say those words to you?
Yeah, so he does say that he loves me, he wants to be with me, he doesn't want to be with anybody else, but it's hard at times and things like those. Like, hearing those things really do push me to, like, all right, how do I get back to where we were? How can we, because it's obvious that we still love each other, but we're just, like, in a difficult spot, if that makes sense. We're
right.
In a difficult point right now.
And I remember from your readings, you know, I've read her privately. Yes, you know, guys were soulmates when you first started. I mean, you know, you had a child when you were fairly young, your first child together. You know, you were through this already, okay? You know, I think he just doesn't want to be put on, you know, second base forever, you know? He'd like to be the one that comes first. You know, it looks like you can work on this. The interesting thing is I don't see any major, major problem here, okay? I mean, like, you know, you guys are good together. You know, you have to call in some of the reserves to help you. Is there someone that can help you and maybe watch the kids a little bit so you get a break with him? And
yeah,
probably
so we do have a really good support system that will, like, come over, take the kids. So that's not a problem.
Okay, and then I know sometimes, you know, when they take the kids, you just might want to go to sleep, you know, you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
figure out what you can do. I think it's more like making sure you have time to make love and to be intimate with each other is really important. And then, you know, a date night mm-hmm. or two. I mean, 2022 looks like a good year for the two of you together. You know, I know if I were you, I'd probably feel some resentment that on top of everything, you know, you're pulling at me right now. Like, I don't have any, you know, what do you want from me? I have nothing left to give. I'm tired. But, you know, as a woman to woman, I sympathize with you. Okay. And he may not be walking through your shoes, though, and experiencing that. I mean, the one big credit I can actually give my ex-husband is, he was amazing when my daughter was little and knew that he could not come first, you know, and never objected to, you know, whatever I had to do with her or be there for her, you know. And that took a lot mm-hmm. of pressure off of me you know, as a mom? And again, have you, you might want to speak to him with righteous anger, saying, you know, I'm trying to do it all for everyone. And sometimes I'm tired, I'm doing my best. And then really make that effort. Sometimes it's not a lot of time he may want from you, but a little bit there. It looks like he's a little jealous. I know you have a daughter. Maybe he wasn't jealous of her, but maybe he's just jealous of the son a little bit, you know? Like all of a sudden this little cute man is the center of your world, you know? And it's probably
he
not a rational...
He is the center of my world. he's so perfect.
Well, he would be mine too. Yeah, I was going to kidnap that kid. He's so cute, you know? he's the cutest baby I ever saw. And actually, that's part of having a new baby is... you fall in love with that baby. You do have a love affair with the child. That's like what happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing he's a little bit jealous almost. And so, you know, making sure that he feels like he comes first. I would say give it your all here for this, you know. You know, you have a nice family. He's a good man, your husband. He's a hardworking, good man. You know what I mean? He's worth fighting for. But I wouldn't put it in your mind where like, oh God, now I have to make sure I do this, and everything. Just figure out who can help you. Maybe put the date night in the calendar. And even this might sound like it's going to take all the fun out of making love, but schedule like making love with him. And when people say, well, that's not spontaneous. I said, when people have an affair, there's nothing spontaneous about an affair. You have to schedule it, sneak around, make a million lies. And still people find it exciting. So maybe put those dates down in your calendar. And this way, you know, he'll have this night to look forward to. Now, do you do things together as a family? Like sometimes the bonding is as a family. You know, we have the holidays here, you know, decorating or doing things. Does he get any enjoyment out of you as a family doing things together?
I will say... before, maybe not so much, but I will say now I see an effort to, like, make that he wants to be included, like, in the family things. Like, we took the kids out to take pictures, or we have to go meet with my child's teacher and things like that. He wants to be included in all those things. I do see, like, he does like the whole family thing. I know when we go out as a family, he wants to dress alike and things like that. So I do see that he is staring towards more of that family. I do have a surprise date night for him after Christmas that he's going to love. So I think that will spark a good time for us.
Good. And remember, sometimes just, you know, a little quickie with him here or there, you know, little fun things that, you know, make him realize that, you know, because sometimes when you have a new baby, you feel the oldest in your life you're ever going to feel, let me tell you. You're so tired.
Yeah, and then you're worried about your body and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Yep, and you start to feel like, oh, my God, I'm so tired. I'm old now. No, it gets better, okay? And just keep reassuring him with those words. You know, it's just that our son is so young. And, you know, we'll have more time for each other. And, you know, and maybe just make sure, even if you're changing a diaper or doing something with your son, that you could have a conversation with your husband, or if he's changing the diaper or whatever, you could talk with each other during those times, you know. And, you know, he just looks to me like he was feeling a little left out or neglected, but I could see he loves you very much. And, you know, it's definitely worth, you know, fighting for. I don't think this is a unique situation, you know, in any means. You know, I hear it from a lot of my clients. But, you know, the world is very hard now because both parents are working. There didn't seem to be much of a break.
Yeah, that's another stress as well.
Oh, no kidding.
The financial
stress,
but we'll get through it. But it's everyone. It's not just us. And I tell them we'll get through it, but
you'll get through it.
And again, a bummer.
Yeah, so
and as a man,
I think
he feels like, you know, he should be able to do more and things like that, but... you know, as a young couple trying to make a way for us, it's hard sometimes. But I do
right. And remember, you did a lot. You got a college degree when you had a young child with your first child. Mm-hmm. I mean, You really, you know, the two of you had to grow up fast, okay? And maybe that's what he's feeling like, that, oh, my God, if, you know, I'm going to be old before we have any fun. No. Yeah, and just keep reassuring him. Yeah, we all feel old and not fun because, right now there's so much on our plate. But it does get better. It does get easier. And what I see is you're both very tired, too. And when people get really tired, they feel a little depressed or funky. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, everything looks really good. I would like, and you have two beautiful children. He does love you. You love him. I wouldn't get mad at him when he said he wasn't happy or anything like that. I would just hear what he's saying and try to make him happy. And if he's happy, you know, you'll be happy too. It's not easy to be a parent. And it's funny because our children don't remember what we were like when we were young parents and how we really mm-hmm. did sacrifice years of our life to get up with them and feed them and take care of them and provide for them. And they forget about that, you know. And, you know, it's something that, you know, he might just feel like, where am I in this picture? And you want to let him know that he is the one you want to spend your life with and be there.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. I think that, you know, we had a rough year last year, so I want to make sure. I don't know if he thinks his happiness is, like, the most important, but, you know, my happiness was taken away too. So I want to make sure it's, like, we're both working together to make each other happy and things like that.
And remember, it's a different kind of happiness. You know, your son, when he smiles and giggles at you, that's an amazing happiness. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But do you feel like, you can do anything you want? No. I mean, you can't take a shower when you want to take a shower. I mean, it's, you know, the whole, when you have a new baby, your whole life is consumed with that. And and your son is really a good kid, too. So that's nice. But just know that what I can see here is, you know, he talked about it, you talked about it, and just make sure you have that little extra time for him here or there, you know, however you can squeeze it in. And again, if you're lucky, you have a family to help you. I have clients that do not have any family to help them. I mean, you know, how hard, they nobody to help watch with the kids. It's really hard. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that date night is going to go a long way to making him happy, too. So call in again and let us know how things go. You know, everything looks good in your cards in terms of, you know, money will get better. That's another thing when, you know, you have to worry about money on top of everything. It just seems, you know, hard. And, you know, people learn how to make more money when they get a little bit older. So, you know, right now it's a little bit of a struggle. But, you know, struggle together with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hang in there. And, you know, nothing looks bad here. I see that he definitely, you know, he loves you and you love him. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Call in again and let us know. I was so happy to hear your voice. You're adorable.
Thank you.
And you can call in anytime. Even if you're just a mom having a hard day and we're on Thursday, you just call in and say, you know, because anyone who's been a parent knows it is really, really hard. I mean, sometimes you don't even know what day it is. The day and night blend in together, you know.
I know. I'm all familiar with that. So thank you so much.
And good luck to you. And thanks for sharing your story with us. Bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Now, if anyone wants to talk to us, they have to press 1. Those of you who have listened to our show before know the drill. And let me just see what's going on here. Okay, we do have a lot of listeners that have pressed the number 1. And I'm going to go to the 631-0852 or the last 4 digits of your phone number. Now, I haven't screened anyone. That's usually Nicole's job. But we'll just see who's on the other end of the line. Hi, it's Cindy, and you're going to be live and on the air.
Hi, Cindy. It's Kristen. We've spoken before.
Oh, good, Kristen. I'm glad it's someone we've spoken before. How are you? I'm
doing
I recognize
well.
Your number.
Oh.
So how's everything going in your world?
Everything's going good. Last time we spoke, I was leaving my job of 5 years. I wasn't happy and trying to figure out my next move. So I figured I'm going to go to school. And I have a question pretty much about someone I met. It's very new, but he seems to check off everything on the list that you told me to make. So
you're a good student. I'm glad you're back in school because you're a good student, okay?
Thank you.
You wrote your list. I know sometimes you wonder, do people do any of their little homework assignments that I give? I call them the love work assignments because they do manifest love. And did you meet him going about your life, or did you meet him online? How did you meet this man?
Pretty much just going about life. I need some money for the holidays, so I got a part-time job, and I met him there.
Okay, thank you. Can we just, like, pause a little minute? Like, the best way to meet people is to get out there. And an old soul does all they do is work. So, you know, you can meet someone at work. Unfortunately, it's a little hard now with hashtag me too and all this stuff. I mean, I don't know. People mainly meet at work. So it's making it a little tricky. But you see how you needed money and you were guided to go to work and you got this job and you meet this guy. So really the best way to meet people is just get out there, you know, and do your thing. He looks like a really nice guy, by the way, and very smart. And I like that you work with him because you see how other people deal with him or think about him. And you see him on a day-to-day basis and how he is under pressure and things like that. So you get to know a lot about a person when you work with them. There's a very strong soulmate connection here. Now, anyone who's listened to our show doesn't mean that means happily ever after, per se, because we often have soulmates that don't work out, but This looks like you had what I call a recognition factor with him. Did you feel very comfortable with him from the beginning?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, like, And we talk about the two different words for time. Chronos time, as Cindy's show is at 7, and Kairos time, these are terms used in ancient Greece, is soul time. It's almost like time stood still. It feels like you've always known him. And soulmates always have this Kairos time feeling. So, okay, check off that. And the feelings for this person are pretty strong from the beginning. And you're not even choosing to have these feelings, but do you feel a very strong heart connection with him?
Yes, and I can't stop, and I'm trying to calm down. It's only been a week.
Okay, that's okay. It's now you understand a Hallmark movie. Okay, do you feel a mind connection? Do you like talking with him?
All the time, yep. Yeah.
Okay. How about a soul connection? Does he make you feel like, you know, like sort of like Sleeping Beauty, you got kissed, you're awake, you know, your depression's lifting a little bit, you're out of your funk, you know, you want to be a better person. Do you feel all that when you're near him?
I do. He's a hardworking guy, and he makes me want to just succeed and work hard, too.
Be a better person. How about with your bodies? Do you have strong chemistry? Because soulmates have a really strong chemistry. Do you have that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, you don't know so much yet, but, you know, you feel that attraction, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, definitely you have been brought in alignment with a soulmate. Now, what two people are going to do with that is the wild card. You know, because you work with him, it's a little dicey and tricky because – you know, nobody wants to, you know, having to work with someone with something doesn't work out. You know, it can be a little, I mean, it's great that you meet at work because that's all you're doing. But by the same token, sometimes it can make things hard. Now, where you work, is there a frown upon about people dating?
No.
Anything?
No.
Good. So you don't work in corporate America, obviously.
No, yes. It's a change.
Okay.
I'm not used to that. I'm used to behaving and following the rules and things like that. So it's different.
That's great because you're back in school now. Now you take a job that's not so – okay, great. you know, have you guys, you know, talked about going out outside of work? Has any of that come up yet?
Yes, we have gone out once before, and it was like our first date. It was still fresh. We were still getting to know each other, and we've just been texting nonstop ever since, and now we're going to hang out again tomorrow.
I like this. Okay, let me take my psychic hat off and put my dating expert hat on, okay? It's nice. When someone feels close to someone, the natural thing is to want to see them again quickly. It's mm-hmm. not natural the way a lot of people see you once and then we see you like 3 weeks later. Do you know what I mean? So this is good. And, you know, it's, you want to sometimes put the brakes on with soulmate, but it's kind of hard to do that because it just is kind of an overwhelming emotion. And, you know, the first 3 months with soulmate, the love is so strong it overcomes fear. So people really can go into this strong, and then around the 3 month mark to the 6 month, fear kicks in. So that's where sometimes the trouble begins. But, you know, he's not exhibiting signs of a commitment phobic yet, you know, at all, because he wants to see you regularly. Do you know if he's had a long-term relationship ever?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. And, you know, just keep going in there, enjoying it, you know, taking it one day at a time with it. And, you know, I'm not seeing red flags here with him yet or anything, but, you know, just because we have other listeners, you know, when you first meet someone, you know, our blinders go on when we like people. You know, we can be great judges of character unless we like people. And, you know, so always when it's a new relationship, I tell people, if there's a red flag, and you've had relationships before, Kristen, so you know what I'm talking about. If there's a red flag, don't ignore it. Write it down. Put it on your desk and keep writing it down. I don't see any here with him, but I'm just saying when you first meet someone, you know, just go with your eyes open. But it really looks very good here. And, you know, 2020 and 2021 were supposed to be the years we kind of paused our life, chose again, which you did. You chose to leave a job you hated. Okay. Now it's funny because you left that at the five-year mark. Now your five-year period is going from 2022 to 2027. So, you know, this would be nice to have an easy relationship because true soulmate love is supposed to be a pajama party with your best friend. It's supposed to be there to recharge your batteries. You're working hard. You're going to school. It's supposed to be fun. And that's what this looks like here. Again, I don't really love to do readings until people have been with someone for 3 months, but I don't mind that you called in at all tonight because I think it's good that you know that, yes, this is a soulmate. We have more than one soulmate. And, you know, you don't want to casually date people anyway. I don't think you would be, you know, you would want to be with a real strong relationship. That's what's here. Whether you guys maintain it or not is up to the two of you. And I would just go in there and have fun and enjoy myself and be the greatest invitation to love that you can be, which be nice, be warm, be loving, be fun, you know. Don't look for problems. You know, sometimes people bring all the baggage from the past. And, like, this person says one thing, you know, that, I don't know, people misinterpret wrong, and all of a sudden everything blows up. You know, this is a new person on a clean slate, okay? He hasn't hurt you. He's not the one that, you know, screwed up your life. You're not the one who screwed up his life. So just go with two fresh new people with a nice, with a nice clean slate here, okay, and enjoy it. And, Kate, I'm going to give you some dating hints. You know, say what you mean what you say. Don't be mean about it. Start with that from the beginning, okay? Please and thank you, polite, you know, with each other. You know, these are, you know, if you're having a good time, state it, be enthusiastic. You know, when you see him, say, oh, I'm so happy to see you, you know. Say nice things, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And don't hold back because, oh, my God, what if it doesn't work out? Well, it doesn't work out if you're so scared. So be you. And I know I could hear in your voice you're excited and you're happy. Okay. And I want you to go with that enthusiasm into it, you know, just like you did in kindergarten when you met a new friend, how happy you were and excited. And, you know, and he looks like a really nice guy, by the way. So, you know, he's smart. You can say he's hardworking. He's respectful. And I like the way that, you know, you're texting, you're connecting, you know, during the day. That's good.
Yes.
And, you know, have fun and, you know, enjoy. And, you know, how do the people at work feel about him?
Everybody seems fine with him. They haven't said anything bad about him at all.
I know. And usually at work you hear it all, don't you?
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean, you know, you have to take that with a grain of salt, too, because sometimes
right.
if somebody's a boss, they're not going to say nice things because he's told them,
yeah.
don't come late. You know what I mean? So I want you to call in again in a few weeks and let mm-hmm. us know how you're feeling and doing. This is exciting. Okay, you should feel mm-hmm. happy inside. Do you feel happy inside?
I am very happy.
Okay, and again, love is supposed to be simple. It's not complex. It's not hard. You know, and just pay attention to the signs that I'm always telling people. You know, people are really close to you for like a month, and then, you make love to them, also they're not calling so much because you got close and they're scared. You know, those are the things that screw up love. It should be you feel close from the beginning and you continue to get closer. Okay, that's
yeah.
the way it should be. Okay,
yeah.
But I'm not seeing anything I'm worried about here now. And, of course, sometimes, you know, maybe after a while, people might have differences that they can't work out. But I think like you guys pretty are on the same page value-wise, you know, your values. Do you feel that way? Because it looks like you're well matched that way.
Yeah, everything seems to match up a little too well. And I just don't want to come off too strong. Or seem a little desperate for love kind of thing, but he seems to just welcome it anyway. So
I would say just be you, okay?
Yeah.
And if you feel like being affectionate and you feel like saying, this is great, I'm having a great time, this is Sabbath, say it. Do you know what I mean? Don't.
Yeah.
It's okay to be enthusiastic. It's okay to be yourself. If you can't be yourself with a person, it isn't going to work.
Exactly,
you know, so,
yeah. I agree.
And he has a good sense of humor, what I see here, so you two should have some good laughs together.
Yeah, already, yes.
Right, and, you know, pretty soon into dating, you know, within a month or so, you know, people should want you to meet their friends or family, too. That's how you can tell someone who's not a commitment phobic. They let you in their real world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, see how all of that goes, but, you know, everything
okay.
looks good. So I'm glad you called in. And how's school, by the way?
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I got to get Christmas shopping done, then I'm going to get school, save up a little bit more money, and I'm almost there.
Okay, and then you're going to start your school. So isn't it nice? God brought you someone when you're in between heavy things. You're not starting school yet. You have a job that's kind of fun. So enjoy
yeah.
that this timing is very good.
Yeah, I am.
Really.
It's great. I'm so happy. Thank you, Cindy, so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And call in again and be your enthusiastic self, okay?
I will. Thank you for all the advice.
Oh, you're welcome. And remember, talking to dead people is brutal. They all could have, would have, should have loved better most of the time. Okay, so we don't want to be the people that could have, would have, should have loved better. Let's
yeah.
just love the best that we can.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, call in again and let us know, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Bye. Happy holidays. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, I think this is Amanda Fest, I think. Let me see. Hello, you're live and on the air.
Hi.
Hi, is this Amanda Fest?
Of course.
I'm glad you... I'm glad you called in because I don't have my Nicole here, so I wanted to hear your voice. You know,
aww.
How is it going?
Aww.
You know, not all of our listeners know who you are, so I'm going to give a little preface. We call her Amanda Fest because
sure.
Amanda manifests what she wants, and Amanda used to be afraid of flying, and she started taking private flying lessons that now led her to go to pilot school, and now she's. I got an offer to be with an airline. So why don't you fill us in? How that's all going?
Oh God, it's so great. I'm actually almost done with my commercial training. I have to take the written exam, and that's kind of kicking my butt right now. I'm actively studying. I study every day.
Taught you how to study, Amanda? Didn't I teach you how to study?
You did. Mm-hmm. My soul mommy did. That's you.
So you know how to study. Okay. And it's best to study a little bit like each day. You know that.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't. I mean, with anything, but I mean, especially with flying because there's so much involved. You can't leave it all until the last minute. You have to study a little bit each day. There's no possible way to just cram it all in. You can't.
No, and it looks like you should do well on the test. I hate to tell people that because then they stop studying, but I'm going to say do what you've been doing. You know, I've already told you that in the past, you know, but do your studying, and it looks like you should do very, very well. Also, if you do your homework, we always talk about on the show how you can ask spirit guides, especially pilots that have crossed over, to come into the room and help you with the test, but only if you've done your homework and you're studying. Otherwise, spirit guides are not allowed
to help.
Because they'll maybe help you with something that you got a little stumped on. And that's in life, too. Sometimes we don't know how we figure out a situation. You know, spirit does come through to help us. Now, do you know where you're going to settle after all this? Have you figured that out?
That is honestly, it's a big question. I'm not focused on it because, I mean, it's probably going to come sooner rather than later. I honestly feel like, I have to get at least 1,500 hours before I can, you know, officially start with the airline. Right now, they're pretty much just watching, how many hours I start to rack up and then obviously a few months out, that's when they want me to actually apply for, pilot position and
that you have to fly all this much, by the way. As someone who flies, I like hearing that. Oh, you have to fly a lot, before they let you man the ship. Okay.
I mean, listen, if you don't like to fly, then it's probably something you shouldn't be doing. But yes, you have to fly a lot. You have to fly regularly. I don't know. I'm feeling like maybe Arizona would be a good place for me to go. I mean, aside from, what had happened back in Arizona with that interesting instructor that they had me go up with, I feel like Arizona was a really nice place, and I actually enjoyed it very much. The weather's beautiful. I might try Arizona on for size and see how I like it. I don't have to stay. But I think that's some place that I want to try.
Okay, good. So you're thinking about all these things. Now, was there any question you wanted to ask since you called in tonight, or did you just want to share your good news? That was good, too.
I want some clarity around that situation.
Okay, I'm not familiar with the situation at all, so... I know, I think you posted something on Facebook, but for those people who maybe want to know a little inside trick, I'm on Facebook about a minute a day. I post the things I need to post. I glance at it very quickly, but I do not have a lot of time to be on there. So I miss a lot that's on there.
Absolutely.
Why don't you fill our listeners in and see how we can help with this?
I just kind of wanted to know if I did the right thing, which I think I did. There was an incident
there was an incident. Go ahead.
Yeah. So there was an incident with another aircraft while I was in California. What had happened was, the other airplane started up a very high power setting, and I'm almost certain that a rock that was kicked up from off the ground put a hole in the plane. and I keep saying I'm pretty sure there was either a rock or something that got kicked up off the ground and, you know, hit the aircraft. And unfortunately, the instructor that I was with, he blatantly said that he didn't know what to do. He's never been in this situation before. And I thought it was common sense to, you know, write a report, because obviously, you know, it's a plane that's not ours and now it's damaged and we know who did it. And so in any case, now the you know, the FAA is involved, and I mean, it's nothing that I did wrong, obviously. But, you know, I was told that, you know, they honestly don't know how the hole got there. They don't think that that it was a rock that made the hole. I'm gonna honestly go with my gut on this one and say that absolutely it was a rock. I think I did the right thing was saying that we need to, you know, make a report. And I think that the instructor that I was with was kind of a moron.
You have to file a report. You can't bring it back like,
yeah,
you don't know something happened. You know, you can't do that. Like, what do you think? It happened in the hangar? I mean, come on. No, you did what was right. You know, anything goes wrong, you have to report it. I mean, that's something that could jeopardize someone's license or anything like that. Of course you have to mention it. It has to be investigated. Who knows? You never know if there's something defective in a plane and the thing just blew off. You don't know. Like, you don't know with planes. They have to check what could possibly have happened.
Right.
Maybe repair wasn't done properly on the plane, you know. So, of course it had to be investigated and had to be reported. So was the instructor mad at you when you did that?
I don't know. He wasn't really listening to me. Like, I was trying to tell him, like, you know, we need to report it. And, he's like, oh, I don't know. And then he called up one of his friends who's also an instructor, and the instructor told him that a report had to be made. So I don't understand why he thought that, I don't know why he didn't listen to me. And I also didn't understand why he didn't listen to what I had to say when the mechanic was the one that came back and, you know, nobody knows for certain what caused that hole. And again,
that's their job to investigate. It's your job to, like, you know, do what you did. So I think, you know, what you did was correct. You know, you had no choice.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just curious because obviously nobody knows the answer yet as to what made that hole, or if they do know, they haven't said anything.
Well, did
but,
you hear something hit the plane?
I was hearing things hit everywhere, and you know, I couldn't see. I had a ton of dirt go in my eyes. Like, it was a pretty serious event. It could have been worse, but it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad, and I just, you know, I just knew I was just trying to do what was right, and you know, I was blatantly made to feel like I was being crazy about it, about the situation. Like, oh, you know, oh, it's fine. The plane is flyable. And I was like, no, it's not flyable.
Yeah, but you also have to
report
that. God forbid someone else goes in that plane and they didn't look at it or check it. I mean, of course. So I wouldn't think too much about it. They'll let you know what happened, but you definitely did the right thing. You know,
I just wanted to know if my gut is, like, correct that, I mean, there is a...
I think,
like,
it looks actually like there might be something else have been involved. Okay, it could even be something like a part of the plane flew off, something flew off and started, you know, it looks like it could have been something else, you know.
Oh, wow.
Probably more serious, actually, you know.
Really?
So that's why you had to report it, because, you know, who knows? Sometimes, you know, planes or, like, cars, they have defective things or things aren't repaired right. So it looks like it could be something a little bit more than that. So So, you know, wow. you'll let us know. So,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, again, you did absolutely right. I mean, anytime you're using someone else's stuff or things, you ought to tell them if something broke or something happened to it. You can't just act like it didn't happen. You know, that's,
yeah.
First of all, you would have all been in trouble for that, you know, like.
Oh, right.
You know, again, I don't think it was your job to report it. I think it was the instructor should have done it without you even saying anything.
Right.
You know,
I mean, he eventually did do it, but I don't understand why he didn't just do it. Like, why, you know, I don't understand why he just kind of blew me off.
Because he didn't want the investigation and blah, blah, blah. But it would have to happen anyway. It would be a bigger investigation, you know,
yeah.
as to why you were so stupid and didn't report it. You know, so
yeah.
you did, and you're going to encounter a lot of this, and all of us encounter on our jobs and our work, you know, follow your gut on things and always err on the side of caution to say something about things, you know, like if they're going to say it's not a big deal, that's fine, but it's not your job to determine it's not a big deal. Like,
absolutely. But it was a bad situation, and you know, I mean, like, it even warranted, like, I actually submitted a report myself after a few days because it was just bothering the heck out of me, and then it actually prompted I had a meeting with the training manager of the school and two other of the people who also, you know, manage the school on some level, and you know, we all had a conversation about it. And you know, like, they absolutely thought that, you know, they absolutely thought that I did the right thing. You know, nobody's really sure what happened to cause the hole.
Right, and
but,
these are the things that sometimes
you know,
you don't know. Sometimes there's the plane could be defective. You don't know. You know, these are things that reporting is important. I mean, it's easier to report things that are defective now than ever. I remember the first car I drove was a Ford Fairlane 500. And I'm a new driver. I have no idea that cars are not supposed to roll backwards on their own, okay, because I don't know them. And all I knew, I had to put that emergency brake on, because if I didn't, that car was rolling down the street all the time. And, you know, now, of course, years later, they knew they were all defective and people got run over by them and stuff like that. But I'm just thinking. So now at least you got to report these things so people don't get run over by them. You know, so you never know. It could have been some part of the plane that flew off or a part of something that did something, you know. So these are things that they have to investigate. That's how, you know, it keeps planes safe. So I'm glad that you know that. Also, you know, you're an EMT as well, so you know to be a little err on the side of caution with things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Well, thanks for sharing your story today, and you'll let us know, you know, what the investigation reveals. And
absolutely.
I know. Life is full of excitement, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, like, that's really not the kind of excitement that, you know, that I asked for, but, I mean, I guess it comes with the territory.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, good luck to you, and we're going to try to get one more caller in or so.
Thank you.
And thanks for sharing your story. Bye. Okay,
bye.
I'm going to take another person that's been here for a long time. The first three digits are 646. The last are 5493. I'm going to pick you up, and hi, you're going to be live and on the air.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy. Hi,
and
Cindy.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Carmen.
Hi, Carmen from New York. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So what's happening in your world that you might need some advice tonight?
I'm calling because I was recently seeing someone. We saw each other for about 2 months. And things seem to be going pretty well. But then last week, he texted me saying that he was about to lose his job and that that he couldn't do anything else but focus on looking for work. So I guess my question is this person gonna like come back? Should I wait?
Okay, this is an interesting question. If you remember a few callers back with Kristen, when we were talking about how, you know, all love looks great the first 2 or 3 months, and then fear mm-hmm. kicks in. Remember, I was warning her that can happen.
Yes.
And, you know, I love it with people that all of a sudden they have no time for love because they have to devote to something else. The card mm-hmm. I got on him was that he's turning his back on love. Like, you got close and he got scared. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
I got that feeling. You know, I got that feeling, yes.
Okay. So that's why, if you notice with Kristen, I was pretty important because she only knows him a week. And in all, love starts out looking great the first couple of months, and then people's fears kick in. Okay. And mm-hmm. they usually end up saying, oh, they don't have any time, so they have to work overtime, or they, you know, have to look for another job or whatever. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're all busy. That doesn't mean we don't have time for a person.
Right.
So I would not buy right. that as a reason, okay? It's a reason.
Right.
It's an excuse to run away. And it's not
mm-hmm.
it's not because he doesn't care about you, because, you know, I wouldn't have gotten the particular card I got. It's a person, who, you know, there's a cup. Cups represent love in the tarot, okay? And there's a card that's the Nine of Cups. And there's
mm-hmm.
Nine of Cups would mean there's a lot of love there. And the man sitting with his arms crossed, like turning his back on the love. Okay, so it's
okay.
not a lack of love here. He's scared.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't chase after him, because when someone's a runner, they're going to run faster if you chase after him. You know,
right.
You know, maybe he needs to realize, you know, he misses you. You know, the higher the love, you know, and the greater the love, the greater the fear, unfortunately. Okay, if it was,
mm-hmm.
sometimes
mm-hmm.
when it's a mediocre version of love, people stay forever in those. It doesn't challenge them. It doesn't make them heal issues. You know, they're in control of their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks to me like you guys got really pretty close, and at the moment you had just started getting closer, he pulls this on you, which is really hurtful, too. You know,
yeah.
And it's like clockwork. Commitment phobics. You know, people like to think love is a mystery, but it's really not, okay? It's like people
mm-hmm.
are so predictable in their behaviors. You know, and when he said this to you, how did you respond? Did you tell him anything? Did you say, you know?
Well, at first I responded like, okay, I completely understand, but I'm still here for you if you want me to, you know? And
good.
Then he replied, I don't want to lose you. It's just I know it's not fair to ask you to wait.
Like what's he going off to, like, you know, war? This is crazy. You know what I mean? You know, like, it'd be dramatic. Ask you to wait while I find another job, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's ridiculous. So, you know, either with you, I would just not chase him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a month from now, if he hasn't contacted you, it's okay to shoot a text asking him, how are you, just checking in. So he knows that you haven't perhaps forgotten about him completely. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, when a man runs, unfortunately, they tend to be runners, and it could happen again. They come back and they run again. I've seen this pattern a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And at least he didn't actually ghost you, because at least told you something, but then he disappears. It's a nicer form
yeah.
of ghosting, but it is a form of ghosting. Okay, total
yeah,
ghosting.
Yeah, because I tried calling him. I tried calling him.
And he's not answering you.
And he didn't. I tried calling him that night when he like broke up with me, and he didn't answer me. I haven't tried contacting him since.
Okay, because then you see he's doing the ghosting at that point, and that
mm-hmm.
you know shows, you know, commitment phobics are strange people, because they're sometimes otherwise nice people, but they do
mm-hmm.
something very cruel. To leave a relationship in the height of love when it's new and it's exciting, it's really painful, okay? And,
yeah.
And, you know, to do something, and you know, people would even prefer to hear, you know, the truth. Like, I'm just scared. This is scaring me. And I don't know, you know, maybe I'm going to regret this for the rest of my life. I'm scared and I'm running.
Yeah.
I would prefer to hear that than this excuse, my work and blah, blah, blah. I hear it so much. Mm-hmm. The man sees a woman every day for like 4 months. And then all of a sudden he's got to work all this overtime and he can't see her. You know, like, it's ridiculous. And if you're job hunting or you're doing other things, it's actually nice to have someone to recharge your batteries with, to talk it over with, to relax with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're also near the holidays. So commitment phobics can't do the holidays. They always break up before Christmas or your birthday or Valentine's Day. I mean, the timing is ridiculous, too. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you talk about him with the holidays with him, what you might be doing or anything? Did any of that come up?
No, my birthday had just passed by, so there was talk of, like, celebrating my birthday.
So did he break up with you before your birthday?
No, after it.
Okay, so did you celebrate your birthday with him?
We did, but we were talking about, like, celebrating some more.
Okay.
Because we didn't actually, like, get to celebrate the way we wanted to.
Right. Okay. And he can see, you know, your birthday, it's the holidays. It really scares the hell out of commitment phobics. Okay? Holidays. Sometimes they resurface after the holidays. But, you know, I just want this to go down on your desk as a big red flag about him. Okay?
Right.
Because he may come back in a month and everything looks good. And, you know, I want you to, you know, give him a second chance. But remember, he did this and there's a potential for him to do it again.
Right.
You know, unless someone has the epiphany, when they have to come back saying, look, I realized I was scared. I'm sorry I hurt you. You know, I went to therapy. I talked over with my friends. I realized I was just scared. If they come back telling truth, that's one thing. But if they just all of a sudden come back and they don't really talk about this, I mean, I just need you to know people who truly can do this to people often are narcissists because they don't care how they hurt people. You know, it's not always. Sometimes they're just scared and maybe they can learn something. But, you know, look at this as a red flag. Don't act like, you know, so many of my clients are like, well, comes back and we give him another chance. I mean, yeah, that's all well and good, but you better be aware. And that can happen again. And then what happens, like, 4 more times, they're shocked. I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. You know, a person who could do this can do it again. And so, you know, what I could see is it's not that he didn't care about you. Probably if he didn't care about you so much, he'd be here having sex with you and being all over the place till that got, you know, that ran old to him. You know what I mean? It's almost as if he cares about you so much is why he's running. But, you know, it's getting to be ridiculous. People almost, like, need a prenup to get a cup of coffee. And people are like, you know, like, what can we take you just one day at a time and see what's here? Do you know what I mean? Like, how old are you, by the way, Carmen?
I'm 42.
Okay. And, again, you're at the age where if a relationship's going to go anywhere, it's got to start going. You know what I mean? Like, you're not 20. And that sometimes scares people. And, so it looks to me.
I mean, we both
all
have children, so we both have children, so it's not like we're starting.
Okay, but don't you think the children all need to see a better version of love than when they saw it? That's probably the main reason that this love has been brought. So I would say, call in again in a few weeks or, you know, again if he contacts you. But it looks to me, and I don't care if he has kids, if he was married before, people are sometimes commitment phobics. They marry people they don't love all that much. They may meet a soulmate and they run away. So it looks a little bit more like running. So don't chase him, okay? Whatever you do.
Do you think it's a good idea? I was thinking maybe just saying hi around the holidays. Would you say that?
You could do that. You say hi and see where that goes. Okay. But and if he ignores you, that's not a good sign. Okay. Because you're not asking him to marry. You're asking him to say Merry Christmas. You know what I mean? Like, really.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're going to be knocked off the air in 30 seconds, so I want to make sure I say goodbye to everybody. I just see Jean still was here. I didn't even know she was here. Okay, hi, Jean. We're at the end of our show.
Cindy?
Call in again, Carmen.
Okay.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
And Nicole will be here as always. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.